Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Montevideo and visit with CCM Health this morning for Sadie Enberg. And good morning, Sadie.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you doing today? Are you enjoying your summer?
Yes, so far so good. I'm a lake person, so we've had some good lake weather, which has been nice.
Absolutely. You like the hot weather then, huh?
I do like the hot weather, much better than winter.
I think that's most of us like that, so.
Yep.
All right, Sadie, before we talk about our subject this morning, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I am born and raised here in Montevideo, so I'm a lifer, as they say. I went to Gustavus Adolphus, where I did my undergrad degree in athletic training, and I worked for 4 years in an outpatient clinic in Cambridge, Minnesota, where I covered high school sports, and I worked with some orthopedic providers. So there I got a lot of good experience as far as background, and later, you know, my specialties in dizziness, balance, and concussions. Got some exposure there. I went to PT school at St. Scholastica, and I have been a physical therapist for the last 6 years around the area. I've been with CCM Health a little over 3 years full-time, and like I said, one of my focuses is on dizziness and balance. I'm a provider for concussion management services, and I do have an extensive background in sports and orthopedics. So those are the type of patients I see. I'm a rehab director here too at CCM Health, so I have some administrative duties, but that's actually freed up a little time for anybody with dizziness that needs to see me. They can get to me a little faster.
No. All right, so it's a full schedule there you have.
Yeah, it's a variety of things, which keeps my days interesting.
Are you the physical therapist for the high school then at times?
At times, I have done sports coverage in the past. Okay. I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, so she keeps me a lot more busy in that time that I used to be at sporting events. But I do see some of the athletes around the area. They come in for some sports screenings, which we can do free of charge for athletic screenings if they have an injury that just needs to be checked out, see if they need some more attention or if they'll work out of it or provide some direction on what they should do next.
Okay. All right, Sadie. So what's our subject this morning? What are we going to talk about?
Well, today I thought we'd touch on BPPV, so benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, or vertigo as it's sometimes called out in the community. It's a very common balance issue that results in a spinning-type dizziness, and in talking with a lot of my patients, a lot of them are not aware of what this is, how common it is, and how very treatable it is, too. So there's a lot of fear involved with it at times because it's sudden, it happens fast, and it can be scary at times. So just thought that would be a great topic to address and share with the listeners, and hopefully knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't happen to them. But if it happens to them, a friend or a family member, just know that there are resources and there's help out there.
That's right. Well, this is right up my alley, Sadie, because I have experience with vertigo. It doesn't happen to me a lot, maybe every once every 5 years, but man, when it happens, it's not good.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It doesn't happen often, but once you have it once, it can happen again and is a little bit more likely. So the first time's usually the most concerning for folks because it comes out of nowhere and it's never been experienced before, so it can be a little startling. But once you can identify it, it's reassuring that it's very treatable and is really just an inconvenience.
Okay. Well, Sadie, what causes PPV? And what's that stand for again?
BPPV, so B as in boy, so benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. So the long fancy term for everyone is meant to have rocks in their head, they just need to be in the right place.
Okay.
There are crystals inside our inner ear. We have one of the main balance sensors we have lies within our inner ear. Inside of these are little crystals. They're just like little rocks, and there's a little bit of weight to them. They are made out of the same material as bone, so they are meant to help tell us about where we are in space. They're meant to stay inside these little pouches inside the balance sensor, but when they get loose and out into different parts of the sensor, into these canals, they cause some disruption and provide some bad information. So they essentially tell your brain that they think you're moving when you're not, which makes you feel like you're spinning, which isn't very fun, especially for the motion sick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can sit still and kind of wait it out and pause, the spinning should stop, and then you can go about your activities or whatnot, unfortunately, until you trigger it again. The reassuring part is that this is a fixable issue. It's a mechanical problem.
So let me understand. So these crystals, when they get out of line, and that's when the vertigo happens then, huh?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And they are big enough, these crystals are large enough where if they were out on a tabletop, you could see them, but they would just look like dust. So it's incredible to know just how something so small can make such a big difference in how, you know, your equilibrium and how you feel where you are in space.
Now, I get, like I said, I get vertigo like this, where, you know, I'm vomiting sometimes, about once every 5 years, I would say. But I don't suffer from motion sickness on a regular basis. Is that, how is that related, or... You know what I mean?
It both is and isn't. So being a motion sick type person doesn't put you at higher risk for having this. But what it does do is result in you feeling a bit worse than maybe, say, someone who loves roller coaster rides and tolerates those really well. So BPPV can happen regardless of background, of experience, of things like this. But those who are motion sick sometimes feel a little bit worse with it.
Okay.
Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. Right. But
what other causes are there for BPPV? There, I got it.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, are there other causes?
A lot of people just call it vertigo, so it's easier to say.
All right, I'll go with that then.
Yeah, that's fine. The most common one I would say that, you know, is important to note is it's age-related. So it can happen to literally anybody, but I do by far see more elderly and senior-age citizens than I do, say, college kids. It can happen, like, you know, in your instance, you've had a previous history of this. Someone who has had vertigo in the past is a bit more likely to have it happen again in the future, although that's not a guarantee. They do say it's about up to a 50% recurrence rate within 5 years, so it's essentially a 50-50 shot within 5 years if you're going to have it again. But again, usually repetitive episodes are a little less disconcerting, I guess, because you know what it is.
Okay.
Trauma, head trauma, like a concussion or a head injury, that's one thing that you could specifically tie it to and say, like, yep, the other day I slipped, fell, I bumped my head, and I've been dizzy since then. That's just like shaking the snow globe. That can knock those crystals loose and out into the canals, which can cause some trouble.
Okay.
In the hot summertime, could be potentially related to dehydration a little bit. These crystals are meant to sit on a sticky layer inside this apparatus. So if you're dehydrated, that might be a little bit more sticky. Another great reason to keep up with your fluids, especially in the hot summer weather. Low vitamin D, that's another one, but D as in dog. This is the one thing people would actually have any control over themselves. And usually I tell people it's not a significant area of concern or something we really need to investigate unless I start to see them multiple times a year. The reason this is related is because, like I mentioned, those crystals are made out of the same material as bone. And so low vitamin D is important for vitamin D is important for bone health. So sometimes if people are just having these crystals come loose and come loose and come loose, no matter how many times we put them back, then their vitamin D levels might need to be a little bit higher. And I've actually had some good success with patients making an adjustment in that area with the help of their primary care provider. And then that's helped fix the problem.
Okay. How about if you have a lot of wax in your ear? I mean, you know, dirty ear. Is it good to have your ears cleaned out once in a while? Or
that's not a bad idea just to keep clean anyway, but they're actually on separate sides of the eardrum.
Oh.
So your ear wax area, where the area where you're not supposed to shove your Q-tip, that's actually separate. That's considered your outer ear. So this small apparatus, maybe the size of your thumbnail, is actually on the inside of your eardrum. So it's back behind there. So they are separate areas.
Okay. All right.
So, but I do get the earwax question a lot.
Yep.
So, surprisingly, that one actually does not necessarily affect it. It's a bit of a fun fact. But otherwise, I tell people if any of those other potential factors don't seem like they apply to you, say you've never had it, you're a younger person, you didn't slip or fall, have a head injury, anything like that, then I say, well, then it's just bad luck.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sadie Enberg, a physical therapist at CCM Health in Montevideo. And Sadie, we talked about the causes of vertigo. So how is vertigo evaluated and how is it treated?
So, again, this is another cool thing of what I get to do every day. I actually have some specialized equipment. So I have what are called video Frenzel goggles. They look like scuba goggles, really, but what they have is an infrared camera in them. So I can see my patient's eyes in the dark. Patients are in the dark. They can't see anything, and that's so I can get the best picture of what's going on. because I can't look in their ear and see what's going on, this apparatus is behind the eardrum, I have to essentially run the balance system and get feedback on essentially the back end to see how it works. The inner ear, your vestibular organ, that balance sensor, this is responsible for keeping your eyes on, essentially on a target. So it's the reason why you can keep your eyes focused on something, but still be able to move your head all the way around and not lose focus on whatever you're looking at. People that have this vertigo issue, or those crystals are displaced, what happens is I can put them in different positional tests. So I have a series of positions I test, which specifically address different parts in certain canals of this balance sensor. And based on what their eyes do, that tells me the location of where the crystals are loose. So normally, in a person who does not have any displaced crystals, I can put you in a certain position, your eyes will stay nice and still. People that have this vertigo or BPPV, their eyes will tick or bounce in a certain direction, and those combinations tell me where they are located, which is really great. Helps really make things pretty efficient as far as treatment goes.
Okay, yeah. So there's a number of things you can do for your patient then. Okay.
Yes. For sure. As far as treating it, it's very much a, like I said, mechanical issue, so it's a mechanical fix. We figure out where these crystals are loose, whether it's the left side or the right side or which of the three canals is involved. And then based on that information, I know a series of maneuvers to essentially guide the patients through, mostly dependent on their head position, to roll these crystals back to where they're supposed to be. So it's very much like one of those ball labyrinth mazes where you tip and you tilt it to roll the ball through the maze to get it in the hole. I do that exact same thing, but it's in people's heads.
So Sadie, what should a person do if they suspect that they have vertigo?
If you're suspicious, you or a family member, a friend, anything like that, were to have vertigo, they have a spinning-type dizziness that seems to be triggered by movement, and then that spinning lasts for a few seconds up to a couple minutes, but calms down if you're still. My best recommendation would be to take your time with your movements until you're able to be seen. If you can move relatively slowly, that can help avoid triggering some really strong, specific spinning merry-go-round type dizziness. But from there, I'd encourage you or your friend, anyone else that you know, to contact your primary care provider, or if you don't have one, be seen at the clinic. Just to connect, there are a ton of things that can cause dizziness, but it's good to just check in with those providers and see if they have any other thoughts as far as things that should be investigated. But for sure, ask for a referral to physical therapy. This is my specialty. This is something I enjoy doing. I have the specific training to manage it. And like I said, it's a very fixable problem. A lot of times it can be a single visit. Occasionally it takes two or three, but it's a fixable thing. You don't have to stay dizzy, and you don't have to live with it and wait it out.
All right. All right, real good, Sadie. That was very interesting. I tell you what, now I can tell people that they do have rocks in their head, right?
Yes, everyone's meant to have the rocks in their heads. They just need to be in the right spot.
All right, Sadie. Hey, thank you for your time this morning on Wellness Wednesday. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. This has been great.
So how can people get a hold of you, Sadie, if they have some questions or something about this, what we talked about this morning?
So main questions, if you want to get in touch with me specifically, I would recommend calling our rehab department. That number is 320-321-8230. Feel free to ask for me by name. Like I said, I'm Sadie Enberg. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, the main number here to CCM Health is 320-321-8877, and you can get in touch with your primary care provider or another provider if you have questions in that regard.
All right, real good, Sadie. Thank you very much for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Yes, thanks, Paul. This has been great.
Yep. That's Sadie Enberg. Sadie's the Director of Rehabilitation Services, physical therapist, and a certified athletic trainer at CCM Health in Montevideo, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.